ladies and gentlemen. It's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, good people. How are you doing? It is Monday. Oh, here we are again, Natch. Oh, it's Monday. Chin up, friends. You know, stay happy. If you're going through hell, keep going. That's what Winston Churchill says, Natch. How was the weekend?
Very good, thank you.
Good, I'm glad. Did you chill? Did you go out? Did you do things?
Well, I have some beers yesterday.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Too many.
Are you suffering this morning?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and this week you have the quiz.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wednesday.
On Wednesday at 7:30 in the afternoon, Kaya Amaniel, number 23, our very own Natch and Ximena taking the reins there at the live event. I'll be there. I'll be there, friends. A big good morning to BTI, Vero and Carmen joining us in the chat. BTI says, good morning, Rob and friends. Morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond, says Vero. Carmen, good morning, beautiful friends. God knows I do love Mondays. I hope you all have a great weekend. Really, you love Mondays? Monday is like the red-headed stepchild of the days of the week family. You know, the fact that you love Mondays, Carmen says wonderful things about you. let's see. Oh, my God, did I torture those elves this morning? And they provided us with one hell of a show. In today's 100 Humans, we asked them to name things you see on reality TV shows. Nombra cosas que se ven en las programas de telerealidad. Los realities.
We call them as well... realities, but sí, telerealidad, I guess.
Telerealidad. Oh, congratulations.
Nivelazo. Yeah.
That's for the translation, Elf Natch. I had nothing to do with that. I had no idea. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out who Billie Eilish is dreaming about. I'm a bad guy. Like, literally the only modern pop sensation that I'm aware of. And today's unpopular opinion is that reality TV, Los Realities, reality TV reflects more truth about society than scripted shows. Los Realities reflejan más verdad sobre la sociedad que los programas con guión. We'll find out what you see about that one. It's actually quite interesting. Got some interesting opinions and thoughts on this one from my friends on Instagram. Guys, if you want to join the show live, si quieres ser un espectador, one of our audience, one of our beautiful, sexy audience members, you can do that at twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. Or alternatively, if you want to interact with all the show's content offline, you can do that on my Instagram at Professional Bohemian. Or if you're a big fan of the news and all the things that we do here, then you can join my Patreon. On there, you can get access to all the links and things and be a contributor. So thank you so much, guys. I'll tell you what, let's not waste any more time, right? I'm here. It's Monday. I'm here. You're here. Natch is here. The angelic podcast downloaders are here. Let's see what's going on in the world. We're going to start off with some light news from the world of nature. Humpback sex has been photographed for the first time. Las ballenas. That's not a weird sexual position, humpback. Fotografado por grabado por la primera vez. El sexo de ballenas jorobadas. Is that what you call humpback whales, Natch? Jorobadas?
I think so. Yeah.
Ballenas jorobadas. All right. And what's so surprising about this news, other than the massive infringement in privacy? the weird news here is, and both of them whales, ambas eran... machos. Both of the whales were male. For the first time, humpback whales, ballenas jorobadas, have been photographed engaging in sexual activity, and notably, The pair involved were both males. This groundbreaking observation was made off the coast of Hawaii. They're on holiday. They're in Hawaii. You know, leave them alone. off the coast of Hawaii by photographers. The event documented in January 2022 represents not only the first recorded instance of sex between humpback whales, but also the first evidence of homosexual behavior within the species. Love is love, guys. Leave them alone. What I want to know is how the conservative right are going to paint this. Were they being indoctrinated into homosexuality within schools of fish? Oh, geez, Louise. You know, I love this piece of news. This discovery highlighted new scientific study challenges previous understandings of humpback whale behavior, suggesting a complexity in their social interactions and sexual activities that was previously unknown. The photographed encounter showed one whale holding the other, which appeared weak and emaciated in a mating position. The observation adds to the growing body of evidence that homosexual behavior is not uncommon in the animal kingdom. We knew this. In fact, the only people that seem not to know this are very, very ardent religious people and the conservative right. So there you go. Let's see what people are saying. We've not only got Carmen here, we've got The Bridge, Mr. Cruthando. The Bridge says, humping humpback. Yeah, there was an opportunity to be clever with the rhyming, but I didn't want to make it too difficult. So there you go, humpback whales photographed for the first time having sex, and both of them were male. Let's move on to the third and final piece of news for today. Elon Musk just threw down the gauntlet at Sam Altman, and there's no going back. Elon Musk, you know, he's the owner of X, formerly Twitter. He's a major shareholder in Tesla and all this kind of, you know, Elon Musk. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, one of the most important men in technology. And Elon Musk just threw down the gauntlet. Elon Musk acaba de retar. Throw down the gauntlet. Challenge, retar. Sam Altman. Thank you, Natch. You've been very generous today. Jeez Louise. Looking after me recently. I don't know what's going on. Natch, am I dying? Do you know I'm dying or something? Inohai Marchatras. All right, there we go. By the way, Natch, we have a challenge for each other. Do you remember? We were going to write each other a recommendation for LinkedIn. I will do mine, and I will read it on the air before I post it. Just so you know. And just so you know, audience, you keep us honest. Natch might not write the write the reggaeton song he promised us, but I will fulfill my promise. All right. Elon Musk has initiated legal action against OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman, alleging that the company's partnership with Microsoft deviates from its original mission by prioritizing profit over the development of open source technology for the benefit of humanity. Natch, I think I'm feeling a bit ill, man. Am I agreeing with Elon Musk here? The monkey murderer? Mr. Chip in your head? Am I agreeing with Elon Musk here? Oh, the world. It's just so nuanced, isn't it? I kind of am. OpenAI had a remit when they first launched to develop open source products. So as far as I'm aware, the only open source piece of AI tech they have right now is Whisper, which is an AI that a language understanding AI. It generates subtitles and transcripts. Musk, who contributed significant funding to OpenAI's inception and left its board in 2018 to avoid conflict of interest with Tesla, is now demanding that OpenAI's research and technology become open source, severing ties with Microsoft and preventing any benefits to Altman and Microsoft from the company. Legal experts, however, view Musk's lawsuit as weak, citing the lack of a written founding agreement and the challenge of proving a breach of contract. Despite the slim chances of success, the lawsuit could still negatively impact OpenAI by distracting its operations and tarnishing its reputation. I would say OpenAI's reputation has already been kind of tarnished by the firing and rehiring of Sam Altman. I don't know what's going on in that company, but it sounds chaotic. Altman's brief removal from the company. The case could also set a problematic precedent for non-profits if Musk were to win, potentially leading to more legal actions from disgruntled donors. So there you go. That's today's news as we see it. Do you want one more? You want one more quick one? Do you remember you will remember this. We did a show about video games versus movies, and how the storytelling in video games is much better, much more elaborate, much more creative than in the movie industry right now. Well, here's one of the... I came across a piece of news this morning. I mean, the elves came across a piece of news this morning that initially tingled and I felt good about, and then it made me think, well, let me get into it. 1980s dark R-rated fantasy epic launched a fan-favorite franchise. Un épica de fantasía oscura y de clasificación R, which means like very, very adult, de los años 80, dio inicio a una franquicia muy querida por los aficionados. Here, this article coming from, I think it was Vanity Fair? Hang on, let me just check. No, giantfreakingrobot.com. Really good if you're into geek culture. Giantfreakingrobot.com. The 1986 film Highlander, directed... Do you know Highlander, Natch? You don't know Highlander? I'm Connor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. No? The guy who never dies. I think you call it Los Immortales or something like that. You know, they chop each other's head off and they get their power. Am I crazy here? Is anybody else? No. The Highlander. The 1986 film Highlander, directed by Russell Mulcahy and starring Christopher Lambert as Connor MacLeod, is visually captivating dark fantasy action adventure that has become a fan favorite franchise since its release. Well, Natch, they're making a reboot. Los Immortales, says the bridge. Can we get Probo approved? Oh.
Probo approved.
Natch, you never saw Los Immortales?
No.
Oh, dude. Now put that on your list. I know you've still got to watch House of the Dragon. I know that's right at the top there. But put this like number two. It's a classic 80s movie, my dude. Well, this is one of the reasons, right, that I think Hollywood is kind of failing in its responsibility when it comes to creativity and keeping audiences engaged. They're making a reboot of Highlander. Where have all the new ideas gone? Why do we keep on rehashing the same stories over and over again? Oh, why do we keep on contributing to movie universes? Like, why do we do this? Hollywood, go home, you're drunk. How are you doing, FridayCon? Joining us all the way from South Africa. Who wants to live forever? Says Carmen. You don't remember the Queen soundtrack in the movie Los Immortales? Natch. Highlander in English. Sorry, I'm teasing, Natch, don't worry. Me neither, Rob. Vero doesn't remember it. Oh my God. I saw it. Amazing Queen songs in that movie. Well, there you go, Mr. Cruthando. I loved that movie when I was younger, and they're doing a reboot. Just come up with a new idea, will you? All right, on that note, let's go to the unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Just no new ideas anymore, Natch. I'm getting a little bit angry about it. You know, stop contributing to movie universes. How can it be that there are a plethora, a myriad, a never-ending slow drip of new, engaging stories in the world of video games? Yet Hollywood movies, you know, they have to reboot Highlander. Oh, let's make another Ghostbusters movie. Let's contribute more crap to the Marvel universe. Oh, DC, let's reboot that. Oh, come on, guys. You know, There are original stories left to be told, just in case you were confused. All right, let's see. Let's get into today's unpopular opinion. It's a good one today. One that touches me a little bit. Because as you know, I am a little bit addicted to reality TV. Today's unpopular opinion is reality TV reflects more truth about society than scripted shows. La televisión de realidad, or los realities, or telerealities, refleja más la verdad sobre la sociedad que los programas con guión. What do you think about this? It is so frequent we hear the phrase, there is nothing real about reality television. But we hold a mirror up to that, and where do we actually get a fair reflection of society? Is it in our scripted shows? Is it happening at all? Well, let's dig into it and see if realities or the unreality of reality TV is really deserved or owned. As always, I thoroughly tortured the elves this morning. Oh, boy, I took out some aggression on them. And this morning, they provided me with some pros and cons. We're going to get into that list right now. First, I'm just going to say, read what people are saying here. I know the movie, but I haven't seen it, says Vero. Vero says, true, sadly, reality shows are more faithful to nowadays society. In my humble opinion, today's society leaves a lot to be desired in many aspects. Con says, it's because of people put a lot of money in movies and don't want to take the risk on new movies. That's true. There's a lot of truth to that. Telerealidad, says Vero. Okay, from now on we're going to say that. And can we get a nivelazo for Vero, please?
Nivelazo.
Okay, so here we go. In the pro column, reality TV reflects more truth about society than scripted shows. Reality TV often features non-actors in unscripted situations, providing a raw, unfiltered look at human behavior and social dynamics, which can mirror real-life scenarios more closely than the polished narratives of scripted shows. It's true. Now, I think a lot of the criticism around reality TV comes from the angle of the production. How many times have you seen people leave reality TV shows and say, no, I got a bad edit? Okay, I mean, editar on mal, you know, that they painted an unfair picture of me. Quite often, that's a production decision. And before you see those talking heads, you know, cuando hay una persona hablando a la cámara solo, we call those talking heads. When you see a talking head, quite often that conversation has been led by a producer, taking away some of the reality aspect. But then there are fly-on-the-wall situations within reality TV that really do reflect fairly what human behavior is. However, are they really putting on your average Joe into these reality competitions? When was the last time you saw Big Brother and you thought, wow, that guy's just like me. That girl's just like me. Or is it always people with more heightened emotions, more expressive, more what the producers would consider more interesting to watch. Let's see. Diverse representation. Reality TV can showcase a broader range of individuals from different backgrounds, professions, and lifestyles, offering a wider perspective on society and highlighting issues and situations that scripted shows may not. I've heard this quite a lot when I mention to people that I like reality TV. They say, bah, It's not even as true as scripted TV. And at least scripted TV is honest about lying. Okay, I mean, there may be some truth to that. But you're not actually seeing real human interaction when you're watching a real scripted TV. That's not to say I don't love scripted TV. I do. I've worked in scripted TV. Okay, let's continue. Many reality shows focus on real-life situations and problems such as relationships, work, and family dynamics, offering viewers relatable content that reflects their own experiences and societal challenges. And finally, in the pro column, reality TV can serve as a form of social commentary, revealing societal norms, expectations, and prejudices through the behaviors and interactions of its participants. It's true. I remember, I've been a fan of the reality game show Survivor. Sobrevivientes, I think you say in Spanish. Or
Superviviente.
Superviviente. Why do I always say sobre? Yeah, supervivientes. My bad. Yeah, I've been a fan of Survivor, the American series of Survivor, for the last 23 years. Since it started, basically. I've seen every single episode of every single season. And it's true, like, as the series has progressed, you can certainly mark differences as time has shifted and society has shifted and how that has played out in the, not only in the way people have interacted within the show, but the way the show itself has adapted to those changes. It's actually very, very interesting sociological study when you see things like that and you've been following something like that over so much time. Please bear in mind, the American Survivor is very different from the Spanish one. Very different. Okay, let's get into the con column, which I assume a lot of you right now listening to this, you agree with this, that reality TV does not reflect more truth about society than scripted shows. Despite being unscripted, many reality shows are heavily produced with situations that are manipulated or contrived by producers to create drama and attract viewers, distorting the reality they claim to present. I think we can all appreciate this. We've all heard about these scandals. Again, I'm going to repeat, when people leave these shows and they complain about being unfairly represented by the editors and the producers. I mean, there's no smoke without fire, folks. If that weren't true, then surely it wouldn't be a recurring narrative we hear constantly. I mean, surely the producers do need to build some kind of narrative into the thing. Otherwise, we'd be watching 24-hour video clips of people just sat around in a house if you watch Big Brother, or on a beach if you watch Survivor. Selective editing. The editing process can significantly alter the context and meaning of interactions, highlighting certain behaviors or narratives over others, which can misrepresent the participants and situations, offering a skewed view of reality. Scripted shows' depth. A scripted show, although fictional, often explore complex themes and societal issues in depth, using narrative arcs, character development, and dialogue to provide nuanced insights into the human condition and societal structures. There's some truth to that. I remember the early seasons of The Walking Dead and thinking, wow, what a scathing rebuke of the selfishness of society. You know, and I remember watching Breaking Bad and the commentary there on the American healthcare system, teaching, education in America. It's true. There is often quite an interesting insight into society in scripted television that we just simply, they don't dig deeply enough in reality. Okay, and final point in the con column, saying both reality TV and scripted TV can perpetuate unrealistic standards and idealize portrayals of lifestyle, relationships, and success, which can distort viewers' perception of society and themselves. It's true. There are not many people on Survivor anymore that look like me. There used to be. Yeah, no. Older guys and women, not in the best shape. Now they all look like they've stepped off of a catwalk directly onto a beach. And it annoys me to see that. Look, I'm truly on the fence on this one. I asked people on Instagram, Natch. I said, reality TV reflects more truth about society than scripted shows. What do you think they said?
True.
They did say true. By the slimmest of margins, 54% only said true, and a lot of people voted in this one. It seems to me that even though we don't like the reality that is portrayed on reality television, that doesn't necessarily make it less real. It is largely unscripted. They're not giving them scripts. They may be guiding them and pushing them towards dramatic situations where they won't react in the best way. But human interaction and how we deal with conflict and stress, that's very, very real. Of course, the producers are hoping for the worst possible outcome because it makes interesting television. But does that make it any less real? I would argue it makes it more real than what would be a Breaking Bad, a Walking Dead, Star Wars. I mean, are we really getting that much reality represented in scripted TV show? Tell you what, I know, guys. I know that I have no idea about this. That's why I'm going to ask you, our audience, our decision makers, and you, my friends, will tell me. Does reality TV reflect more truth about society than scripted shows? I see a ton of messages from our audience. We're going to get to those after the break. Thank you very much, by the way, guys. Thank you very much for joining me on this Monday morning. We'll be back in a few minutes. Friends, there are so many things you could have been doing this morning. Wow, Natch, right? An infinite number of things on a Monday morning. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, friends? You're joining us with the Probo Show live at 9 a.m. Central European Time. If you're one of our angelic podcast listeners, by the way, thank you. It seems to be every week, every day, there are more and more downloads, and I so appreciate it. If you are one of those podcast listeners, there are next week, I think we've got some podcast original episodes coming out, so stay tuned for that. All right, let's see what we've missed if you're joining us live. If you've just tuned in, we spoke about the world's first photographed evidence of humpback whales. What's that? Ballenas jorobadas. Humpback whales being filmed having sex or photographed having sex for the first time. What's the surprising thing? Both those whales were male. It's evidence of homosexuality in the species that have never been seen before. But as we all know, there is evidence of homosexuality in all the animal kingdom. And guess what, conservative right? They weren't indoctrinated in schools. They didn't have to ban any books. It just happened naturally. What a shocker. Go home. Go home, you drunk. I'm going to get in trouble for that, Natch, but I don't care. Whatever. All right, let's continue. Elon Musk just threw down the gauntlet at Sam Altman. Elon Musk acaba de retar a Sam Altman. And there's no going back. Y no hay marcha atrás. Yeah, Elon Musk, even though it looks unlikely that he will win, just sued OpenAI for not fulfilling the promises made upon launch. Elon Musk was one of the major investors in the beginning of OpenAI, and he wants to know why they're not creating open source, which means basically sin derechos, abierto al público, open source AI functions. They're not doing that, and it seems strange because they said they would, and it seems like they're only focused on profits. I find myself in the weird position of agreeing with Elon Musk. Don't worry, I'll take a paracetamol and go speak to a professional. Hopefully, I'll get better. And then finally, we looked at the reboot of... I think we spoke about something else, no? We looked at the reboot of Highlander, or Los Inmortales. Thank you for the chat, for letting us know about that. Yeah, the reboot... Why is Hollywood so uncreative? Well, I'll tell you what. Conman in the chat here gave us an interesting insight, which I completely agree with. I think Hollywood aren't willing to gamble anymore on new ideas. I think it may be inside the world of streaming, yes, but then those movies don't have the impact that they should have because they're in a closed ecosystem rather than, you know, cinemas all over the world. They don't want to take a chance on new ideas. They want to kind of hedge their bets and say, well, let's piggyback off of an existing property, a piece of intellectual property, IP, or let's reboot something that was successful many years ago. And quite frankly, a lot of people are saying that's not good enough, me included. Then we moved into today's unpopular opinion, which was reality TV reflects more truth about society than scripted shows. The vote is over. Thank you, so, guys. A lot of you voted today. We'll get to that in a second. First, I wanted to cover some information that was sent to me here by our friends in the audience. Carmen says, I would say false. Reality shows are overimposed and people clearly act to get popular and create gossip stuff. Yeah, look, there are people that go on reality TV just so they can become influencers afterwards. I mean, we're not stupid as an audience. We all know that. But I think since the dawn of reality TV, people have done it for that reason, right? Maybe before the age of social media, you know, they wanted to go and be interviewed by the press. People will do anything to be famous, and they always have. So I don't think that's anything particularly new. I mean, it's the same reason people have always wanted to be actors, right? So anyway, let's continue. People are starting to say sobrevivientes, Rob, but it's still incorrect. Maybe I heard it from somewhere, and that's why I say sobrevivientes instead of supervivientes. If you're one of our international listeners, survivor. Jeffa's with us. How are you doing, Jeffa? So, Rob, you're no longer looking into a mirror. No, in modern reality TV, I'm too ugly for reality TV. I'm perfect for the radio. I have a face for the radio, Natch. I have a physique for the radio. Okay, he will be need to be suing quite a few, says the bridge. Okay, let's get into today's comments that I received on Instagram. Leo, writing to us again, says, honestly, I think reality TV does show some real life struggles. It's not all raw, but there is truth in the emotions and some situations people face. I would agree with that. Leo. I think there's a big difference between liking the reflection you see and that reflection not being true. Okay. I just think there's a big difference between those two things. Like, just because I don't like a piece of news I might read doesn't mean I immediately say, well, that's false. Here's really the crux of this issue. What does truth mean to you? Because truth can be something that you don't like to hear. Quite often, the truth is something you don't want to hear. Okay, Mina, I get where you're coming from, but no, I don't buy it. Reality TV's all about drama and ratings. Yeah. That's from Mina. Mina, thank you for reaching out. Yeah, all right, I get that. It is just about ratings and drama. Isn't scripted TV about the same thing, Mina? I think it is. Derek, reality TV is just a guilty pleasure. But let's not kid ourselves into thinking it's a mirror of society. It's entertainment, not a documentary. Okay, great point. That's from Derek. Great point. But we're not talking about the difference between documentary filmmaking and scripted TV. And let's face it, even documentaries, right? Even documentaries have a narrative they're trying to spin, okay? Quite often, you're seeing things from a particular point of view when you're watching a documentary, Derek. Okay, Tamara says, I think both have their places but don't fully capture the whole truth. Reality TV might show snippets of reality, but it's often manipulated. Scripted shows offer reflections on society, sure, but they're very through a very specific lens. Woo! Tamara, you're going to get a Probo approved. Jeez.
Probo approved.
It's good. It's good. Quite a nuanced answer there. I like that. How do you feel about this, Natch?
I think, well, I used to watch reality TV shows, and well, I really think that they were those in the old days. They were closer to reality than now. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I remember the first ever season of Big Brother in the UK. Felt like I was watching. I mean, there was like one or two extreme personalities, but for the most part, you know, I saw people reflected there that could have been my friends or neighbors, you know, and saw them there trapped in that house, living together, trying to forge relationships. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting sociological study happening here about human nature. And then as those seasons progressed over the years, it got more and more bent out of reality and more a product of a production's imagination, right? But I would maintain that there's still quite a lot of truth to that. You know, we might not like the mirror that's held up to us, but that doesn't mean that mirror is not reflecting some truth, right? Because those extreme kind of personalities do exist in the world. You know, Walter White doesn't. Darth Vader doesn't. Baby Yoda doesn't. You know? The House Valerian doesn't. Let's see. Our audience said when I asked them the question. So through the break, our decision makers here came up with a definitive answer. Reality TV reflects truth, more truth about society than scripted shows. You guys said 80% true. Yeah, I'm gonna be really honest with you guys. I have cut back my intake of reality TV. This is a true story, Natch. I'm no longer watching like reality TV that's not a competition. I'm not watching any more reality TV that's not competitive. Why? Well, let me tell you something. I think just as much as you, the things you eat, you need to be careful, because if you don't moderate what you eat and the kind of things you eat, it's bad for your health. I think consuming too much drama and seeing real people suffer for no reason is bad for your mental health. So I've cut way back on my reality TV. Natch is nodding. Natch approves. Yeah, so I've stopped watching Maths, Married at First Sight, Australia. I'm like, no more. I can't. Because these are normal people being really run through the mill for no reason. Just to go through emotional strife. It's crazy. So I've cut way back. But I do continue watching the competitions. Like right now, Australian Survivor's going on. American Survivor's just started. And yeah, you can see these people being guided through situations. You can see where the production's fingerprint is. Oh, he's saying this because the production has elicited that from him. But then you also see candid interactions. You see at once the beautiful and ugly parts of human interaction. You do see society reflected, and quite often that reflection is not something we enjoy seeing. You know, we see our own negative, maybe, I don't know, our negative narcissistic behavior reflected in these people. Just because we don't like it doesn't mean it's not closer to the truth than scripted TV. At the end of the day, most of the characters and the extreme situations you'll see in scripted TV shows, they wouldn't happen in reality. But those genuine, candid moments on reality TV do. So I kind of agree with them. I agree with our voting block here in the show, in the audience, and say, yeah, I do think, unfortunately, reality TV does reflect more truth about society than scripted shows. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one. They all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today, friends, across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question is, name things you see on reality TV shows. Nombra cosas que se ven en programas de telerealidad o de los realities. Whichever is correct, whichever you prefer that. All right. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I am in possession of the top 7 answers right now. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. All right. As always, friends, we turn our attention to the one and only Oracle for the first answer. What do you think, Oracle?
I don't know. Arguments, for example.
Arguments. Woof, good one. Arguments. Is it there, though? Did the 100 humans agree with arguments? Something you see on reality TV shows. Yes, they did. Well done. The Natch on fire, as always. It's there, the third most popular answer, with 17 of 100 humans. All right. Big thank you to my friends on Instagram, La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Ana Casan, Raz, a.k.a. Rosa, Life G17, Vero, Materia Oscura, Ravdos, Gemma Resino, Pedro, Carmen, and everybody else who interacted on Instagram. Thank you, thank you. I've got some great answers here. Swear words. I love that. Palabrotas, says La Chica de la Segunda Fila. Okay, people talking with their mouth full, says says Life G17. I really never picked up on that, but thank you. Ravdos says, no one watching the Probo show as they should. They should. Even in reality TV, it should be force-fed to people. All right. Let's see what our awesome audience is saying. How are you doing, Sam? Welcome. Falsehood, says Vero. Falsehood. A few people on Instagram agreed with falsehood. We would more commonly say lies, right? Falsehood. Is it there, though? Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. It is the fifth most popular answer with 3 of 100 humans. They said lies, mentiras. Well done. All right, let's go. Let's continue. Macarras, says Sam. Macarra, if you don't know, international listeners, in Spain, macarra is like a chav, would you say? Yeah, chav in UK English. I don't know what you'd say in American English. It's not really redneck. What would you say the American equivalent of macarra is, Natch? Do you know?
I don't know.
No, me neither. All right, macarras, is it there? No, it's not. Good answer, though. Sam says sex. You'd see sex on reality TV shows. Sex. Would you? Are you watching reality TV on a very specific webpage? I mean, technically it's reality, right, Natch? It's unscripted. Is sex there? I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it to you. Why not? Sex is not there, but romance is. Romance is there. It's the seventh most popular answer with 2 of 100 humans saying romance. All right, let's continue. What else do we have in the chat? Muscles. Muscles. It's not there. Sorry. That was from Mr. Cruzando. So much makeup, says Mr. Cruzando as well. Still not there. The bridge says humping. It's not there. People suffering for no reason, says Carmen. People suffering for no reason. You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Because suffering makes me think crying, lágrimas, tears. And tears is there, something you would see. Que se ven en las programas de telerealidad. Something you would see on reality TV. Tears is there. Well done. Fourth most popular answer, 5 of 100 humans. Okay, there are 3 things left, friends. And you haven't managed to find them yet. Okay. Sam says they don't show sex explicitly, but they show it under the duvet. Yeah. With the night vision cam, you just see the duvet bopping up and down. It's awful. Why would you go on a reality TV show? I have no idea. All right, let me help you out here. Eventually, there has to be a winner, right, Natch, in these reality competitions? So in order for them to get one winner, they have to do something. But what do they have to do? What do you think?
To eliminate the rest?
Eliminate. Eliminations. Well done, Natch. It's their sixth most popular answer And dude, give yourself a nivelazo elimination. You got.
Será posible? Vaya nivelazo.
You got better vocabulary than most people who live in Bradford, man. Well done. All right, let's see. I'm only joking. I am from Bradford. I'm allowed to say these things. Okay. Second most popular answer. In order to get to the... Oh, hang on. Let's put on the brake. Carmen here says challenges. Challenges, competitions, competiciones, retos. Is it there? Yes, it is, Carmen. Well done. 23 of 100 humans said competitions. And it's in second place. Well done. All right, there's one thing left. We've heard arguments. We've heard tears. Yeah, no, breakups. There is an umbrella term for all these things, my friends. It's an umbrella term for all these things. Have you ever been in a toxic relationship full of this? What am I talking about, Natch? No, Natch doesn't know. I'm going to go to, Instagram, see what people are saying. Scripted scenarios, arguing, fighting, promiscuity, betrayal, fake people seeking fame, says Ravdos. My God. So many people get close to this, swear words, arguments, even fights among contestants, says Annika San. People arguing, says Materia Oscura. Vapid, self-absorbed, egotistical people. I don't think anyone's going to get this. Couples cheating, says Sam. Okay, there is one word that encompasses what a producer tries to extract from the players. They're trying to extract this because it makes better TV viewing. If this didn't exist, you'd just be watching people sat around doing nothing. There is something that the producers are trying to generate among the people. Do you have any idea, Natch?
Conflict. Right.
You know what? It's not the word I'm looking for, but I'm going to give it to you. Well done, Natch. The word I'm looking for is drama. Drama. It's an all-encompassing word that means all that conflict, basically those tears, the emotion. It's like, come on. Why so much drama? 47 of 100 humans said drama is in first place. Let's go through the list. In position number
7.
When I asked 100 humans to name something or name things you see on reality TV shows, they said romance. Romance. In position number
6.
We had eliminations. Eliminations. Eliminaciones. In position number
5.
We had lies, mentiras. 3 of 100 humans said that one. In position number
4.
We had lágrimas, tears. Tears. 5 of 100 humans said that. In position number
3.
Arguments. Arguments. Argumentos, would you say? Is that a false friend? That's a false friend.
Yeah. Como peleas, discusiones. Pelea,
discusiones. Thank you. Thank you. Oof. I don't know what's happening with my translation elf. I think I might have beat him too hard. In position number
2,
competiciones, retos, challenges, competitions, second place, 23 of 100 humans. And finally, in position number
1,
we have drama with 47 of 100 humans. Well done. A lot of answers here that I haven't read. Thank you to everyone who participated on Instagram as well. The best of society, says Cam. Tension, says Sam. Some great answers. All right, let's move on to complete the news.
Complete the news!
Friends, this is Complete the News, our final section for today. Oh my God, by the way, thank you for coming, guys. I'm having a lot of fun. Final section for today is Complete the News. For all of you who are watching, there is a ton of people watching, but only a few participating. Sometimes you say to me, Rob, I feel nervous expressing my opinion like everybody else does. Well, friends, this section is for you if you're joining us in our live audience. Why? Because all you have to write is A, B, or C. This is Complete the News. I'm going to give you a news headline, a real news headline. This time it's from the Hollywood Reporter. I'm going to give you a real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. Your job in the chat is to identify the missing information from the three options I give you. Here we go. Billie Eilish says a dream about blank made her realize she had to break up with her boyfriend. Billie Eilish says a dream about blank made her realize she had to break up with her boyfriend. Is it A? Oh, perdón. Billie Eilish dice que soñar con blank le hizo darse cuenta que debía terminar con su novio. Is it A? Robert Pattinson. He's the sparkly vampire from the Twilight movies. Is it B? Christian Bale, or is it C? Ben Affleck. Do you know what's common? The common factor between those three actors, Natch?
They are all Batman.
They are all Batman. Well done. So is it A, Robert Pattinson, B, Christian Bale, or C, Ben Affleck? A, B, or C? It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Billie Eilish's dream about blank made her realise she had to split up with her boyfriend. What do you think, very quickly, Natch? What do you think it is?
Robert Pattinson.
You think A, Robert Pattinson. Seems to be a tie between A and B. Oh no, A has just taken the lead in the chat. They agree with you, Natch. Robert Pattinson. All right. Oof, yeah. A has well taken the lead. Okay, let's see who's right. So, she realized she had to split up with her boyfriend because of a dream about... The answer was... B, Christian Bale. Oh! Is that a win for Rob today? The hell? Yeah, Billie Eilish shared an intriguing story about a dream involving actor Christian Bale led her to break up with her boyfriend at the time. There you go, friends. I will share all the links to all the stories we've used today on my Patreon. Drew, do go and join me there. Once a week, I open one up for free. The rest of them are for the people who support me. Guys, thank you so much. So much for participating in today's show. A lot of fun. Maybe A, B, and C at the same time, says Mr. Cruthander. No one likes Ben Affleck. Oh, poor Batfleck. That's from Carmen. Guys, so many things. So an infinite number of things you could have been doing today. But instead of doing those things, you guys took the time to spend some time with me in the Natch, and it means the absolute world. I will see you guys tomorrow.